friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. It is hour number two. If you want to get in, you can hit us up on the phone lines. You can hit us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. And you can also text the show, as many of you are doing. And you can Twitch. Get on Twitch and put your comments there, and we'll get to them. And even though I disagree with a lot of you, there's some good comments. But I want to share a story. And it's a kid I knew. All right, I don't want to put guilt on anyone in particular here. But I want your judgment as a parent. Maybe you could have been a coach of this team if you have been reincarnated since then.
Okay. Because
it would have been in the
70s. I'd be dead by now.
But this team of 8-year-olds was playing for a state championship.
Okay.
In football. Pee-wee football. I think it was called All-Pro at the time that this particular kid was playing. And he was on offense, but the game, they played the championship game, and the coach came in and told the defense, okay, because they had a really good running back. When he lines up here, they're running right. When he lines up here, they're running left. When he lines up here, they're going up the middle. And the guy carried the ball almost every time. So that was, but he told the defense that. And so every time he would line up one way, they'd shift to that side. And they kept the guy under control. Little kid won a state championship, which big deal for the 8-year-old. Come to find out later, when the kid got older, that one of the coaches had gone that week of practice and parked in a parking lot across the street and used binoculars and watched every single play they practiced.
Okay.
Now, cheating or looking
scouting.
For an edge?
That's scouting.
Okay. But, I mean, it's not like he went there and said, hey, I'm the coach, I'm going to scout. He hid and watched everything they did. Right or wrong?
Was this kid recording it?
No.
Or was he just
watching? No, he was making notes. Made extensive notes.
If you are, if you're going to play a baseball game in high school and you go out and who's going to pitch for this team when you play them, if you're a hitter and you go watch the kid pitch, does that make you a cheater?
No.
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 It's scouting.
But
it's advanced scouting.
But that was, I would just say this, that was this 8-year-old's first experience with, does that feel right?
Yeah.
And, all I'm saying is that everybody's trying to do it. Tennis Tony brings up a good point. Roger Federer credits a new training program for making Grand Slam finals at 40 years old. Let me throw something else out that you guys aren't going to like. Do you really think that Brett Strom is some magic wizard with every new pitcher that comes in here and they have their best season? And, oh, no, we do all these analytics and all that stuff. I mean, would you be shocked at all if they're doing something like Trevor Bauer said spin rate? Would you be shocked?
No.
And
but would you care?
I wouldn't.
No.
Hey, good. Good, you're better than everybody else. And, hey, if you're Garrett Cole and you go to New York and you just got the biggest contract ever, do you think you're going to say, hey, you know what we were doing there? No, you're going to keep doing it on your own. So I just think people – I wish people would be a little more realistic, I guess. So that kid Belichick. No, that kid was not Belichick, but he's someone you all know. But that kid's dad was also one
Fowler.
Of the coaches. No, it's not John Paul.
Is that going to be your hey man bleep that?
That was me when I was 8 years old. And I don't remember which coach it was who sent the guy, but I found that out like 5 or 6 years later from one of the other kids. And I started thinking then, and that's when you start realizing, oh, wow, everybody's kind of doing this stuff. So that's my whole column for Thursday now. Somebody said it's cheating to go to a practice if you watch a game. That's different. I would agree with that. I mean, you have to go out of your way to go to somebody's practice, find out where they are, hide across the street and use binoculars. To me, when you're hiding across the street and using binoculars, isn't that – if you have to do that, doesn't that kind of make you uncomfortable? And somebody mentions, like, go fish if you're not hiding your cards and you lose. I'll give you a really good example. And is I have been at poker tables where the guy next to me is not protecting his cards. I always tell him once. I say, hey, man, you need to protect your cards better. Mm-hmm. After that, if he's not going to, I'll use it. But I always tell him. I don't know how often you've come up with that.
Listen, my kids, when we play Uno, I don't want to lose at Uno. And I give one or sometimes two warnings.
Yeah, but I mean.
But that's only because they're my kids. Right. If they were strangers, it would only be one warning.
These are like.
They're grown men.
These are games when we're in Vegas. And, I mean, they're cheap poker tournaments or, you know, I'm playing 1-3 or something.
Yeah.
But if I see a guy do it a couple times and I see his hand, I'm going to tell him to protect his cards because, you know, and a lot of, you know how it is. Guys get drunk there and they're like, look at this. I got ace-4. Woo. Put it down. But then after that, if you keep doing it, I kind of feel like I can take advantage of that. You're inviting me to.
Yeah.
And please tell me if I'm wrong about that. Should I not look after that when I've warned you twice? Well, once. I give you one warning. I don't know. But, I mean, it's out there is all. And, yeah, that's sounds like, you know, take that Golic. What did Golic say?
I don't know.
I think I saw something about that. I think he was arguing that Alex Smith was the better quarterback from like years ago. Or it was whenever they drafted Mahomes. That's what it was. And he said that they shouldn't have done that. They should have went with Alex Smith. And he got exposed on the freezing cold takes.
Oof.
Twitter.
Oof.
But he owned it, so.
I didn't think Patrick Mahomes would be this until he got drafted by the Chiefs. And then I changed my tune going in because I thought it was a perfect situation because you did have Alex Smith.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to put him out there day one on a bad team. And it worked out. I mean, I didn't imagine he would be this because, I mean, let's be honest. Over the last 2 years, he's been the best player in football. Did I imagine that? No. But, you know, situations mean a lot for guys, especially as everybody cheats at least once. Jerry Rice is arguably one of the best football players of all time, but even he has admitted to using Stick'Em. Did he use Stick'Em?
I don't know.
I
don't care.
But, yeah, that's the thing. And, yeah, I just think everybody is way too caught up in, oh, look at these guys. It's like, man, everybody does. Everybody's trying for an edge, and that's what we admire. We admire the guys who are better than everybody else. And if you're the guys who are truly great, they don't get there just because they're better than everybody else. They look for Michael Jordan looked for every single edge. I hope people learn that from that documentary.
Yeah.
And yes, there were things that you look at. Oh, I don't know, man. So. Rich says, so because MLB wasn't checking for the camera out in center field, they were inviting the Astros to cheat? No. But, guys, how many baseball games have you watched? There's cameras in center field in every game. Now, what you're using with it is up to you. And if you're adding another one, okay, you've gone too far. But, again, that's, that's for you to judge. Snowflakes need to get their heads out of their a-hole. I coached my kid to a state championship game in Waco. We as a team coached us, team scouted, everything. Opposition, youth baseball, serious, maybe the worst. I think all youth sports where parents get crazy are bad. It's not just baseball. Hey, here's another one. I meant to mention this, and I didn't. Phil Ivey got caught cheating using an advantage. Was that cheating? I don't think it was cheating, just curious. It depends on how you look at it. He was using information that technically you're not supposed to have. So,
yeah.
And I don't either, but it's like counting cards. It's like, although counting cards to me, that's a skill. You should get rewarded for that.
I feel that way too. I've always wondered why it's such a frowned upon thing. Seems like you should be like, you know what, man, respect.
Lamont asked, do you guys see a $1 billion sports contract before you die? I think you might want to ask AJ that one because, you know, I could be dead tomorrow.
I don't know. I wonder how Corona is going to be, you know, like how it's going to affect the future.
Yeah, in all honesty, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think we're going to see a deal like this again unless Bill O'Brien decides, oh, I'm going to give Deshaun the same deal, which would be stupid, but if he does, he does.
JD, if you don't care about cheating in sports, is it okay to shoot the last batter in the bottom of the ninth so you're guaranteed a win? It's just cheating, right? JD, I don't know what you're talking about. If you're talking about shooting the last batter with a gun, it's really the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, honestly. I don't know how to address it beyond that.
Yeah, because it is against the law. It's called murder.
Yeah.
And
but it's just cheating. I mean, that's the same thing, you know.
Yeah. Well,
and again,
you don't know that there's no mention of having a gun in the baseball rules.
Yeah, right. This isn't me saying I'm okay with cheating. What I'm saying is Astros fans need to come to grips with the reality that their team did cheat and stop caring what anybody else thinks about it. And your whole life will be better for it. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm not encouraging cheating. I would have preferred the Astros to won that World Series and not cheated. The reality is they cheated. Now, the best thing you can do as an Astros fan is just say, eh, they got them. Oh, well, still got it. Suck it.
A32 says even Tiger Woods cheated, but on his wife. Actually, funny, but I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a whole bit about that Canadian doctor he was going to see before he got hurt and HGH and roids and everything else. And he quit seeing that guy. And next thing you know, he got beat up by his wife and he hasn't been physically the same since. So,
well, Andy was doing like Navy SEAL training that I don't know. I'm pretty sure he was using something to kind of get right from that stuff.
Dude, what's up with this new golfer that looks like the mountain all of a sudden?
Oh, I'm sure he's doing something.
I saw some pictures of him, some old pictures versus some now pictures.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's just a new workout, AJ. That's all it is. But I've always been okay with that because it's like I've always said, you can't just shoot Winstrol in your ass and suddenly look like that.
Right.
All it does is let you work out every single day. And don't we admire people who do that? When do we stop admiring people who tried to push their body as far as it can go? It's like, oh, it's artificial. No, it's not. I mean, their bodies are there because they're putting in the work every single day. This allows them to do that. Juan says, if you cheat, you think you can't win already. I totally disagree. I think you're looking for every little edge, even if you're better than somebody else. Because sometimes the best guys don't always win. It's what happened last year. Your Astros didn't win. They were better than the Nationals. Maybe if they'd cheated, they would have. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
We was both gang, staycations, pouring out our libations. Honeymoon, phase good vibrations, beautiful, frame God creator.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And that is, somebody mentions, maybe think cheating's bad in sports, look at Wall Street. I just ask everybody one simple question. If you've never taken a stock tip from somebody who's in a company that might know something, or you've never bet on a game because somebody told you there were injured players that weren't.
Yeah.
If you've never done any of that, or if you've never pencil whipped your friends playing a scramble in golf, which a lot of you have done because I know you. I've seen you play. There's no way you shot 52. If you've never done anything like that to win some cheap trophy, then be as critical as you want. Because think about what they're playing for stakes-wise. That's all. Let's see what Shannon has to say. What's up, Shannon? Shannon?
Hello, Shannon.
Hello, Shannon.
Sports.
Hey, sports to you.
So I'm sure we've all been at the home game that has a little adult beverage, and the money starts getting up there, and the person that's in, you know, has the dealer button, starts dealing, and can't hide the bottom card and shows you, you know, the king of diamonds down there. You're not going to look. you know, or use that to your advantage. I find that a little odd. But secondly, second point, on the cheating scandal, I think we have to look at the magnification of the cheat. I was in the Marine Corps, and I was doing a lot of things to my legs as a cyclist, and nobody cared. But Lance Armstrong does a lot of things to his legs, wins Tour de France, and it gets magnified, and there's a ooh and an ah. So I think the magnification of the cheat is what we're dealing with, not the cheat itself.
I think that's a big part of
it.
And like, if, again, if, you know, if I see a little flash of red on my kids' Uno cards and I'm, you know, play a blue three instead of my red six, is it cheating? Yeah, probably so. But if I, you know, see a whole card of somebody at the final table of the World Series of Poker, it's a little bit different. Or if I somehow find out, you know, some kind of way.
And that gets back to a different question, because I was mentioning, like, I've seen people not protect their cards before, and I say something once. If we're at the final table of the World Series of Poker, I don't know that I would do that. I mean, we're talking about
I don't know that I'd blame you.
We're talking about a $50 tournament. And if you get that far, by the way, you should know how to protect your cards.
Of course.
And most guys would. But if I'm sitting there for, you know, millions of dollars on the line and the guy's not protecting his cards, is that my fault for looking? And if I look down and he's got aces and I fold kings behind him, am I doing the right thing? Probably.
But then people are going to assume that you're that that guy that was the guy that got caught cheating on those TV
it would be a controversy, because it'd be on TV and people would see that I folded the kings, and then I'd have to go on and say, listen, he held his hold cards up. I saw him.
Yeah.
And then that would be the whole thing. Oh, well, that was wrong of you. You should have said something. And yeah, I would, except for that kind of money. I can't promise you I would. I mean, you're talking about life-changing money in you know, $50 tournament. Who cares, man? I'm going to just tell a guy because you're just there for fun. But Mott said on your topic of cheating and Edge, I remember McLean telling stories about when the Chronicle and Post were in competition. Dude was saying it was fierce. I remember him saying how Cron folks would go to the Post early in the mornings and grab their papers to see what they had.
Is that what you were doing, Fred?
Oh, God, yes. And here's the things we used to do. We would send a guy over to get their first run, and they would send a guy over to get our first run. And what we would do a lot of times, if we had a major breaking story that was going to be at the top of the page for the first edition, sorry, guys who live in Beaumont and places like that, we put some dummy story, right? A filler story. And save the good story. Because this is before, and guess what? The news stations would come over and get our early edition so they could get it on late in the newscast. So we would always hold back anything breaking. And they did the same thing. And the way we got around that was, we had, when our guy went over there, he made friends with somebody there. So, yeah, we got this story coming. And so we would get it. And because our deadlines were later than theirs, we could chase it down and have it. And it looked like they didn't beat us. We did all kinds of stuff like that. And was it right? I don't know. I wasn't in charge at the time. When I was in charge, you know, it was really different because you were competing with everybody. That's the 24-hour news cycle had just started. The internet was just becoming a big deal. So you were using the internet to break stuff. So it was a little harder it didn't really matter if you did that anymore. If we got a story at 5 o'clock, it was on the website. Then it would show up in the paper. But yeah, we did all kinds of stuff like that. Right or wrong, but
the people that are talking about like stripping titles and things like that, and we need more punishment for these teams. Like, I don't know. To me, you just care too much about sports. Like,
I think that's what it comes down to. And you know, and again, I think everything is it's your own personal ethics and what you think of something. But if you're just going to tear into somebody and say, "Oh, these guys suck because they did this," take a look at yourself and just promise me you've never done anything like that, and then I'll listen.
And that's the other thing. Like, when they strip a title, let's say the Astros title got stripped, it wouldn't go to some other team. Like, that's just, it's the biggest hater move to hope that somebody else's stuff gets taken from them, even if it's not going to you. Like, I remember when Reggie Bush got stripped of the Heisman.
Yeah. The
Texas fan was like, give it to Vince Young. And it's like, no, Vince Young didn't win the Heisman. You don't take it from one guy and give it to the other. And if you're hoping that Reggie Bush got stripped so Vince Young could get a Heisman, that's the lamest, most petty thing. Like, why are you worried about if Reggie Bush still has a Heisman? It doesn't affect your life at all. Yeah. It has no effect on you. if you're not an Astros, if you're a Dodgers fan, the reality is whether or not the Astros are considered 2017 world champs or not has no effect on you as a Dodgers fan, because guess what's never going to be written in the record books? Dodgers 2017 World Series champion. That's just not going to happen. Like JD, who's super mad about the Patriots getting caught cheating. They should have had a title stripped. What good would it do your life, JD? That's what you really need to ask yourself. Yeah. Like, how would your life be better today if the Patriots didn't have that Super Bowl? The answer is probably wouldn't be much different.
No, it wouldn't be different at all.
About that Reggie Bush thing, though, he was on Pat McAfee's podcast or radio show, whatever it is, and he actually said that they did offer Vince Young the Heisman, and Vince turned it down.
Good. He should have, because he didn't win it.
You know what? Vince did win, though. He won that title. I bet he'd rather have that trophy.
Yeah.
But, and guess who was the best player on the field that night? Wasn't Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, but that's the thing. I mean, so many of you guys sitting there pounding your fist. Oh, they needed to, oh, this is terrible. Okay. All right. But make sure that you're doing everything 100% correct in your own life. Make sure that that expense report you filled out when you went out of town for your company, you didn't put anything personal on there.
Right.
Because what is that? And I think you guys want to jump on sports guys for doing this. And the reality is, they're doing the same thing you are. They're looking for an edge. And, you know, that's, and I mean, I can't, I wish I could sit here and tell you if I could see the guy's cards next to me at the World Series of Poker final table that I would not look and use that. But I think I'd be lying. Now, what I think would happen is because it's on television, somebody would tell him.
Right.
And say, hey, stop doing that. But, yeah, and Beerman Greg kind of nails it. The problem with people wanting to strip titles are fans of teams that will never win.
That's the problem.
Yeah. But just keep in mind, and this was kind of my whole point, the teams that keep getting caught also keep winning. So they are doing everything better than everybody else, and including
cheating.
Including cheating, yes.
It's what I always said about, and that's my biggest argument for Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame is, we now know that pretty much everyone during that era was using steroids. Yet, it didn't matter to Barry Bonds that pitchers were roided up. He was still better than everybody else hitting off steroided up pitchers. Roger Clemens was dominant against a bunch of dudes who had steroids dripping out of their flesh. That's why I say, dude, that's, you can't take away that they were the best, because they were.
Yeah. And, you know, I think somebody says, if the Patriots had a title stripped, it could mean we never had COVID. Butterfly effects.
I don't think that works that way.
If that were the case, then yeah, I'll listen to your arguments. But, and 2-1 says, Brian, curious if you heard the conspiracy theory that MLB told the Astros if they won 2019 that the 2017 title would be stripped. That is probably the dumbest conspiracy theory I've ever heard. Oh, let's not win this. No, come on, man. You guys got to stop reading so many. Although this is the same guy who's totally gone down the alien rabbit hole the last week or two. I watched that Hangar One, and I got to tell you, the more I watch these things, the less I buy any of the arguments.
Yeah,
that it's real, because Hangar One did the same thing that unacknowledged or whatever it was. In the end, it winds up talking about there's a secret government agency, a shadow government, that is handling all alien affairs. And I'm like, dude, I saw Men in Black. Stop. All right? You're giving me the plot of Men in Black. And but I'm still fascinated by it. I can't stop watching it. I watched one about that guy today in Vegas who claimed he worked for the government. And, you know, and he's saying, oh, this is true. I saw this. We were trying to reverse engineer alien technology. And I'm like, dude, if you were really trying to do that, wouldn't they have killed you for talking about it?
Right.
And it's kind of like, So we said, God forbid anyone fudge on their taxes. So does it cross the line when a player gets hurt like Tonya Harding? Yeah, I think physically bashing somebody on the knee is more than cheating.
That's not good.
Can we just say assault, shooting someone, which I can't believe was suggested today. I know it's a Tuesday, but still. Or hitting someone on the knee. That kind of goes beyond cheating. Now, plunking somebody in the head, isn't that the same thing? It's on the field of play.
Yeah.
All right. You know, that's a legal question. Maybe I should ask Lawyer Dave that and see what he thinks, since he won't let us shoot people's tires. What's going on, Lawyer Dave?
Well, I am still cranking away here at work, trying to help the Blitzers with their various problems, most of them pertaining to people getting hurt in some kind of an accident.
I had a text yesterday that I didn't get to. A guy was asking about at work. They were making them go to work in an area where people had tested positive. Is there a case for people like that? If you're being forced to work when you know you could be exposed to the virus?
That is an open question. The federal government may well intercede on behalf of the employers of the country and say that they are immune from prosecution. I would look at an individual case to determine whether or not they were an essential person, the type of exposure, who knew about it, what kind of PPE was provided. That's a whole big can of worms, that's for darn sure.
But if they have a question like that, what do they do?
They call Lawyer Dave at 713-626-8900. I'll answer any question from anybody, and if I don't know the answer or it's not something I do legally, I'll send them to somebody that can help them out.
Yeah, and I want to make it clear to everybody, you don't charge a bit for the consultations. There's no money out of pocket. You don't get paid until they win, and you win.
That's exactly right. There's no money ever paid to me for a consultation. People ask me all kinds of questions, glad to answer them. When we take a case for a blitzer, we do it on a percentage basis, a contingency fee, so when we win together.
Yeah, and let them know how they can get in touch with you. Besides, of course, you can just DM me or email me, and I'll get you his information. But give them all the numbers so they know.
Sure. 713-626-8900. There's someone that answers that phone 24/7. If they don't, let me know. Or you can find me on the internet at lawyerdave.com. Or you can tweet me at lawyerdavelaw. Or, by all means, get a hold of me through my buddy Fred.
Yeah, and sounds like since people are back on the road, we're having lots of accidents. So first thing you need to do is get in touch with my man, Lawyer Dave. He'll tell you everything you need to know. So what do they do when they need a lawyer?
They had better dial Dave.
What you gonna do?
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You know what that music means. Time for Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist, host of Houston Sports Show, also right here on Sundays. What's going on, Jerome? You still Rona free?
What's up, gentlemen? Yeah, it's just a hoax. People aren't actually getting it.
Yeah, it's not real. Everyone knows that by now.
Hey, I mean, come on. You know what? Nope, I'm good to go.
I'm going to hit you with the tough one, because I just told Fred during the break we haven't even brought it up, and maybe you've got some insight on this. What kind of blowback should there be on Deshaun Jackson for, you know, putting up anti-Semitic quotes on the interwebs?
In general, on stuff like that, I'm with the, you know, have the clown, you know, do whatever penance in terms of an apology you want to make him do. And, you know, since it's a business and you're trying to sell tickets, you know, you can make him do community-related stuff, some sort of intelligence learning part, because obviously he's an idiot and he doesn't know what he doesn't know, so that's all good. But I've never went into suspending somebody or cutting him from a team for just being an idiot.
Well,
and that's what that was.
Yeah, you know? I don't think
even
he should
be cut.
Even
on the Riley Cooper type thing, I was like, okay, so now – you left the enough. His teammates got a problem with it. You know how they're going to handle it. they gonna handle it the way they gonna handle it. Yeah. Then you deal with it from there. But otherwise, I mean, you run the business. You don't. I mean, what somebody does on their own time, unless it absolutely affects your bottom line, shouldn't affect, you know, how you operate your business. That, at least I see it that way.
And I do think it is sort of akin to the Riley Cooper thing. And Riley Cooper, for those who don't remember, I guess it was kind of a long time ago, the Riley Cooper thing. But Riley Cooper, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't punished by the NFL. There was no suspension. There was no fine or anything. It was just bad PR.
I think he may have gotten fined.
Okay.
But it was a team fine. Yeah, nothing from the league, I don't think. I don't think the league should punish you for that. I don't think the league should punish a guy for getting arrested and charged with a DWI or something. That doesn't have anything to do with football, you know. But I'm kind of against fines, even football fines. Like, when they fine a guy for a personal foul, like, really? Well, why don't you fine him for 3 holding calls or something? I mean, it's part of the game. He played. He broke a rule. He got penalized 15 yards on the field. That should be it, you know, unless you went over and fought a guy on the sideline or something. But we're way past them doing the way I would say do it, you know, because now people are getting that they think. And that's the thing that bothers me and lets me know that I'm right about it, is the first thing the vast majority of people thought as soon as they saw what DeSean Jackson put out, the very first thought was, man, what is the NFL going to do? Not about what he said. Yeah. Not about any of the people who may have been bothered. Not about him. Is what? How's it going to affect the league? And that's because the league has set the precedent of they fine people for stuff. If they didn't fine people, you wouldn't be asking that question. Yeah.
Well, and of course, the other reaction, oh, he needs to be cut right away and stuff. It's like, come on. I always say, am I going to get mad at a guy with no arm for not being able to throw a football? Then I'm not going to get mad at a guy who's so stupid that he tweets something out like that. I mean, obviously, you know, I don't know what your IQ has to play to play wide receiver, but if you've got a 15 and you're that dumb, I'm not going to be that mad at you.
Yeah, Riley Cooper got fined.
And clearly he's not that bright.
Riley, which is odd. I mean, he went to Cal. That seems like, when I think of guys who go to Cal, I'm like, oh, that's a pretty smart guy. But then I also remember Marshawn Lynch went to Cal, and maybe there's a trend there.
Hey, wait a minute now. Marshawn, don't put Marshawn and DeSean Jackson in the same category.
Well, I don't
Marshawn's
mean...
Marshawn's got some sense.
Sometimes.
Well, one of these days, and I'm sure Jerome can back me up on this, some of those baseball players at Rice who were supposed to be so smart because they went to Rice, you don't win national championships with a bunch of smarts. Sorry.
Yeah, it says here
they managed to get into school there, yeah.
Riley, so the fine that the Eagles were able to impose, the biggest fine a team can impose is a 1-week salary fine, which when Riley Cooper was making $630,000, it kind of balanced out to around $37,000 fine. Now, DeSean Jackson is making about $9.3 million this season. So if they do fine him, it's gonna sting a little bit more than that $37,000.
Yeah, but the reason they went with the fine, they didn't want to punish themselves, so they didn't go with you're suspended for a game,
right,
which would have also cost them a game check.
Yep.
That's not it. So no, so DeSean's not going to get a game check fine. I guarantee you. It's in fact the Eagles already said we'll continue monitoring the situation. Which means, as long as he doesn't do anything stupid between now and September, you know, or at least he keeps apologizing, they're going to let it go.
But it is odd that it is the same team. To me, it seems like it's a really easy thing to keep the punishment uniform.
You would think that, but things change. I mean, like I said, I just don't think it's that serious. I don't think people were sitting around, man, I can't wait until DeSean Jackson weighs in on his thoughts on Jews, on the people who are Jews. I don't think anybody was sitting around waiting on that. And when it dropped, it didn't change my life one way or the other. It didn't change anybody's life. No one at all, you know. But he's really stupid, and I don't blame the Eagles for at least making some kind of public admonishment of him. But that's it. it's not that serious.
Jerome Solomon is our guest, and you can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. So what are you working on these days, my friend, now that sports is slowly trying to creep back?
Well, this week I'm still down. My grandmother passed away on Thursday, and so I'm taking this week off, just kind of relax, recharge, and yeah, we're getting close to some sports. I mean, there's some practice going on, baseball practice anyway, the least exciting sports practice that there is. and obviously the Rockets should be cranking up in a couple of weeks. I don't see any reason to go out to Minute Maid to watch guys stand there and swing, and I don't see a whole lot of reason to be too excited about anything until they start playing games. We got about, 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks or so before we get that going. That's when the fun will start.
Yeah, and they have to keep playing games once they start. Condolences on your grandmother, but I remember you used to always bitch about OTAs, and you called them practice for practice, as I recall. I would kill for some OTAs right now.
I know I caught a little bit of y'all talking about that sometime in the last couple of weeks. I'm not one who is just missing all of it nearly as much as some people who are freaking out. And I don't think people miss it as much as they claim. They're just bored with the rest of their life. Because nobody's staying up watching this stupid Korean baseball, are they? So that was a big swing and a miss. People like, oh man, can't wait! I'm going to pick a Korean team to root for. Yeah, right. Let's see how that goes.
I did for about a month. I gave up on it.
I'll miss football if we don't have it. But I've said all along the other stuff I can live without. It's just fine.
Now that's where we draw the line. The football is, I mean, everything else. I mean, we know the seasons and we follow along, but like there's so many baseball and basketball games. They're background noise. You know, they're on all the time. They're on every day. You don't walk into a bar or whatever in June and go, hey, are the Astros playing? You just know they are. If somebody's playing, it doesn't matter. But football, that's our Sundays. That's our Saturday. And I mean, I've always known that, but I mean, even today, just hearing that the state fair was canceled, I was like, man, they really gonna mess around with. We're going to mess around and miss some Texas OU this week. I mean, this year. And it's like, that would not be good.
I don't think it's not going to happen. I think this whole thing about starting it in January or in the spring is a real possibility. And I would be okay with that as long as it's actually going to happen, you know. But
yeah,
especially if we get NFL now, it might be kind of cool to have NFL and then college football. It might make our lives better.
But I would not be surprised if the NFL backs up and doesn't start on time either, though. I mean, it's the way this is going, they're going to, and I'm with you, Fred. I think the most important thing is when you start, play it all the way out.
Right.
I don't care what happens. I don't care what quarterback has COVID and has to miss 3 games in the middle of the season. I don't care if James Harden goes down and the Rockets made it to the NBA Finals. Well, too bad, James. You know, you should have went to that strip club that night. That was the one that got you. You know, see, I'm already accusing James of getting COVID from a stripper. They get tested, don't they?
It just depends on when you go. No, I don't know. I wouldn't know. You would know better than I, sir.
You got to get in there at the early shift. That'll lessen the odds of you catching it because less exposure.
Early shift, too.
People are pulling over in their cars, writing that down right now.
James Harden ain't taking early shift strippers, let's be honest.
Well, he's risking a lot. But, yeah, I mean, once the game starts, just play them, let us deal with it, and, you know, people will complain or whatever. But the team that wins the championship, when they throw a parade, well, guess there might not be a parade this year either. But their fans will celebrate anyway, one way or the other.
Hey, real quick, your thoughts on the Pat Mahomes deal?
It's about what I expected, numbers-wise. I'm shocked that it's so long. I mean, but the way it's structured, you know, it's so much money. It's like it's such a big deal, but the numbers are going to keep going up, and he'll be underpaid in about 5 years, maybe sooner. But you know, good for him. I mean, that's from where he came from when I saw him, I've had this conversation recently with somebody. I was like, hey, is it just that I'm not as good? Oh, it was Bomani and Jones and I were talking. Like, I thought I knew how to pick players. I saw this guy play at Texas Tech. There's no way in heck you could have told me he'd ever be the highest paid player in the NFL, you know? In fact, there are many I wouldn't even thought he'd be on a team, you know, certainly not a starter and a star. And almost everybody missed. This guy is spectacular. It's going to be fun watching him go and keep doing what he's doing. But that's good money and more power to him. And Deshaun Watson's, you know, at the bank right now, clearing out some space.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon, and you know, we'll save Deshaun your thoughts on that for next week, because I'd like to dive into that one a little bit more. But appreciate you coming on as always, and I look forward to hearing you on Sunday morning, watching you on Sunday night, and keep staying Rona free, my friend.
All right, fellas, take it easy.
That's Jerome Solomon. Very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. You know what's happening tonight at 7? You know what matters?
Soccer matters.
Soccer matters with Glenn Davis. So tune in for that, since I no longer talk soccer on the show. I'm not qualified.
Good call.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about it.
No,
I don't. We're trying to hop on the damn.
Yeah, I'm late to the wagon. Late to the party. That's what it is, and not qualified. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I believe this is Japan. Higashiyora, I think. I'm curious how far. Tyler, we'll ask Tyler this. He's single. How far are you willing to go to meet a woman that you really like?
Well, let me stop you there. I'm not single.
All right. When you were single.
When
single.
I was.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've driven to Austin before.
Okay.
To meet someone?
To hang out, yeah.
But not, I'm talking about meet for the
yeah,
first
like,
time.
Like, oh, let's, yeah, so let's no, say, no, 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 let's no, say you see this really attractive woman in the bar, and she's about to leave. And how far are you willing to go to get her attention? You know, you notice that little magic. She looked at you and said, hey, you're not hideous. And you looked at her and said, hey, you're hot.
I mean, in my old age, I'd probably just walk up to her and try and get her attention. That's about it. Like, I don't think I'd do anything.
Tyler's an ass slapper.
Dumb. Yeah.
Well, I know he wouldn't do this. I was just trying to give some contrast for the listener between what a normal guy would do and what 43-year-old... No, I'm sorry, 32-year-old Yoshito Harada did. A woman leaves a supermarket. She's 43 years old. And she drives a little bit and notices she's got a flat tire. So Yoshito Harada offers to replace her damaged tire. Seems like a really kind thing to do, right?
Yeah.
But the woman thought, you know, this is a little suspicious.
Did he damage the tire?
Because the exact same thing happened to her in June of the previous year. So she reported the encounter to the police, who put surveillance camera footage onto the supermarket and saw that, well, Harada had slashed her tire and then followed her car until it pulled over so that he could be the first one on the scene to offer help.
Not wise, guys.
And he admitted that he did this to meet women. Now, interestingly enough, you know, whenever somebody gets caught doing something, it comes out like there's a whole bunch of others. Well, apparently there was a case in 2013 when a man named Yoshito Harada did the same thing. And they basically found out this guy had slashed about 1,000 tires to meet women.
That seems like a...
He moved around, and that's why he got away with it. But the third time, not so much. So after about a decade, he, guess what? This is the best part. After slashing 1,000 tires over a decade, dude swung and missed every time.
Damn.
Yeah. And basically the fact that he had done it more than once and to women who knew each other, they kind of figured it out. So I would say that's a little extreme.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how big of a loser do you have
just
to be?
Bit,
to do that?
Yeah.
So anyway, I knew you wouldn't do it. So I was trying to provide
a baseline.
Yeah. Yeah. It's there, like, okay. This is what a normal person would do. And this is what our good friend Yoshito Harada would do.
What if I had told you, oh, well, I've slashed somebody's tire before? What would you have said?
I said, okay, well, once. But how about a guy who did it 1,000 times?
Yeah.
And it might have worked for you, but I don't know what this guy looks like, but I'm guessing he makes me look like George Clooney.
I doubt that.
Well,
he makes you look like Barry Melrose.
Fair enough. Oh, man. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. Man, Taurean Prince tested positive for coronavirus.
Okay.
He will sit out the NBA restart in Orlando. He is the fourth player on the Nets, along with DeAndre Jordan, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Wilson Chandler, to opt out. So the Nets are eligible to sign four substitute players. Like, at some point, do you just go, why are we even doing this?
Yeah, it just seems kind of silly, and I guess... I'm sure you saw, okay, this is not me talking soccer. This is me talking about something that happened with the Rona. Just want to make that clear to Soccer Snob. The entire FC Dallas team had to opt out of this MLS restart because they had 10 guys test positive. And it looks like Nashville may as well. So you go from 26 teams to 24 teams. You have to redo the whole thing. Is it really such a good idea? And I gotta admit this. I bet you never thought you'd hear me say this. I'm not even excited about the NHL trying to start up on August 1st. First off, it's August. It's really hard for me to get a hockey wood. But I just think this is – you're going to have this. One team's going to get it. That's going to change everything. And you know, what if your best players get it? What if Harden gets it? What if the Rockets get all the way to the finals? Well, they might win if they just turn it all over to Westbrook. I don't know. So – 832S, random question. How many times do you get texts from guys thinking they're texting their wives? Almost texted asking what's for dinner. Believe it or not, that happens. I get that sometimes. On my way.
It's also why I don't look at the text line. I was tired of getting you guys nudes.
And was that? And sometimes I get they're texting the side piece.
Right.
I've gotten that. It's like wife will be gone in an hour. That one's shown up. But hey, it's your right as an American to be seen on the text line. All right, 713-780-ESPN is the number. We only have 1 hour left. This is kind of flown by as usual.
TGS. That's who I'm going to tell you about now, TGS Insurance. And I've been telling you about TGS because during Rona times, we've all been saying, oh, what can I cut? What can I trim? How do I – should I get rid of cable? Should I cut back on this or that? Well, the great thing about TGS, you can save money – and not give up any of the product. So you can get the same homeowner's insurance coverage for potentially a lot less money. And if they can't save you money, you're out 15 seconds. That's pretty much in a text message. If you don't have an unlimited text package, you're out that as well. But chances are good that you do. So it doesn't really matter. All you got to do is grab your phone and text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Reply back, you'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings are real. They've got a nearly perfect online rating with over 1,000 reviews. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. I saved over $1,000 a year. You don't need to wait for your renewal. They're going to take care of the back end. They're going to get you refunded on your old policy, and you'll start saving money right away. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today.
Yeah. 97.5.